Happy New Year. The clock just struck midnight on New Year's Eve of 2005. I'm turning 39 years old this year. Life's been good to me so far. A loving wife of 16 years, 11-year-old twin girls, and a 4-year-old girl. I have a nice job at a law firm, making a nice salary. But something is missing. I always wanted to be a professional baseball player, or a famous actor, or a famous DJ on the radio. This year, my New Year's resolution, and perhaps my midlife crisis, demands that I pursue my dreams before it's too late. Then I found it. One day shortly after I made my New Year's resolution, I was thumbing through a booklet from my local adult education class that I received in the mail. I came across a listing for an introductory class about voiceover that I had seen several times in the past. I laughed while I thought to myself, imagine me taking this class and ending up being famous like I always wanted. I really had no idea what a voiceover was, but the class sounded like fun. Little did I know at the time how that single 2-hour class in March of 2005 would change the entire course of my life. Recognizing a great opportunity when I saw it, I told myself right then and there that I was going to pursue this new career, come hell or high water. So I decided to invest in myself, and did some further training, and got a voiceover demo produced. I set up my home studio and started emailing that demo out all over the world. I also started doing some auditions over the web. By June of 2005, I landed my first voiceover gig. And what a gig it was! I did 2 voices for the American Experience television series, which aired nationally on PBS TV. Fast forward to the present. My childhood dream has actually come true. Not only am I doing voiceover work, I'm also doing on-camera and theater acting work in the Big Apple. I have appeared on and voiced many projects, including blockbuster movies, off-Broadway, and national television. I have several agents representing me and have joined the union. It feels as if all the puzzle pieces are finally fitting together. Better yet, I'm now completely self-employed. Never again will I worry about the billable hour or being laid off from my job. I control my own destiny. I was able to successfully balance and meld my 2 careers, law and voiceover acting, so that I can pursue both, and they actually complement each other in many ways. One very important commonality that runs through both, and that runs through life, is preparation. You need to be prepared to excel in law, just like you need to be prepared to excel in the arts, voiceover included. That's one of the reasons I wrote this book, because I find that voiceover artists, especially new ones, tend to overlook or underestimate the work and preparation involved in pursuing a voiceover career. It is a business like any other. I prefer to think of it as a profession, like law, rather than a business, because I always viewed a business as producing a product where a professional sells their services. However, like any business, in order to succeed, you need to know that business, which includes the legal issues. Thus, I wrote this ebook to pass on some of the knowledge I've gained over the last 7 years of the ever-changing voiceover industry, and to illustrate from first-hand experience some of the issues that can arise. This book is in no way intended to resolve every possible problem that can arise, but it does deal with many of them. It's also not intended to scare the reader or discourage them from entering the business or from taking risks in the business. The acting business is one that is all about risk in the first place. In fact, when I first told my mom back in 2005 that I wanted to pursue a voiceover career, she said, "You're a successful lawyer. Are you crazy? You'll never go anywhere with that." To which I replied, "Thanks, Mom. Now I don't have to thank you when I win my first Oscar. Or maybe write my first book." Now, of course, Mom's always asking me, "When are you going to be on TV again?" So she can brag to all of her friends at the office. So, I guess thank you is certainly in order. This book should empower the reader with the knowledge to make an informed decision while taking on the least risk and provide the information necessary to seek professional advice about a particular issue so that they can go as far as their talent will take them. Happy reading.